Thanks so much for joining us as we continue this week to look at the I am statements of Jesus. John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Becoming a follower of Jesus is all about grace. Our relationship with God is not deserved, nor can it be earned. Our best effort on our best day falls short. Salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And this inner working of salvation is demonstrated by the outer workings in our life. I want to say that again. The inner working of salvation is demonstrated by the outer workings in our life. Holding to the teaching of Jesus is obedience. We hear what he says and we do it. The believer's obedience is not perfect. We're going to stumble and fall on the journey. But over the long haul, there's going to be a pattern of obedience that demonstrates God's work in our life through the Holy Spirit. It's our acceptance and obedience of God's word that results in the freedom from sin's rule in our life. The world defines freedom as doing anything I want to do whenever I want to do it, right? Anything I want to do, anytime I want to do it. Unfortunately, that philosophy will lead not to freedom, but to a loss of freedom. True freedom comes by adhering to God's word. And when we know and obey the truth, we will find the freedom in Christ we've been looking for all along. Lord Jesus, I pray for the person listening today who feels that following you would somehow deprive them of freedom. Remind them that such thinking